fighting for America.
Hamas is a ruthless terrorist organization. It wants to sacrifice its own people. It uses them as human shields. Israel is not obliged and is not going to let a terrorist organization fire at our cities, at our people.
Fighting for Idaho.
This all has to start with securing the border, not writing the president a blank check to keep doing what he's doing that's not working. Wouldn't it be good to actually allow the governors of those border states to be able to call the National Guard and to help secure the border?
Fighting for you.
She reaches down into her bra, which I'm cool with that. That part's okay. It's sort of sexy.
This is a family value show.
I was just trying to add a little spice.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
It's something I'll never forget as long as I live.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
I'm in KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Good to have you with us. Phone number is 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Joining us now is veteran military journalist Rob Williams here at 580 KIDO. Rob, good morning.
I don't know if I'm more excited about free scones or not one but two gun lawyers. My gosh, you live in paradise.
It is Idaho. Certainly, yes, we do love our guns here. And you have a habit of loving the guns. You actually go, what is it, once a year to Texas to fire off rounds of your favorite weapon?
I have friends in Texas who have lots of Second Amendment stuff, and they do an annual, it's kind of, what do I want to call it? There's beer drinking and cigar smoking and lots of, what I do, we shoot a lot of stuff, okay? But it's more of a party and then a small firefight breaks out, or enough guns to overthrow a good-sized country. But that's Texas, much like Idaho, except we can't ski.
I see. Well, the reason why we wanted you on here this morning at 580 KIDO is you've covered a lot of events. You've been to Iraq several times. You talked to the special operators. You talked to the troops that have been there. Your thoughts on what's going on with our military, since we really don't hear about the contractors in Iraq, since we don't hear about what's going on in Afghanistan. Can you tell us about the stress they're going through right now?
The stress they're going through is this. The U.S. Army is firing people. Firing, as in, hey, Captain, come on in the office. Listen, here are your separation papers. You'll be done in 30, 60, 90 days. But, sir, you just moved me from California to Georgia, and I'm from Oregon. Well, that's okay. You're fired. Goodbye. Sergeant, we know you have 9 years, 10 years with us, but we're firing you. They're reducing the ranks, the middle management ranks of the military, all the services. The Army is now to the point where if you have tattoos below your elbow, you're not getting in the Army. Think about that one for a second.
Quite a different setup than from 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, absolutely. Now, the military is downsizing, and almost every week there's a different level of, well, we're reducing this many regiments, this many battalions, numbers of people, and it depends on which day of the week it is and which general you're talking to as to what the latest number is. Morale is not good. It's going to be a while. It's going to be, once we get everybody out of Afghanistan, I say all the operational combat forces. So we're talking the end of the year this year. And I would bet you, based on my knowledge of the current commander-in-chief, that they're going to make the biggest effort to have all of those combat forces out of Afghanistan prior to the November election. That's just my guess. Afghanistan being the longest war in American history by far, almost twice as long as anything else. And the change in attitudes of we are at war to we are a garrison operation now where people stay on the base. And we're going to have little peacekeeping operations. I was almost surprised they didn't send in some of our military to secure the crash site on the Malaysian airplane shoot down last week. But that's just a little ambitious on my part. I think we're going to have morale issues. We're going to have issues with guys coming out of a combat zone, back to the garrison, whether it's Colorado, Georgia, Kentucky, and they're used to the action. And I will tell you this, Kevin, after my first tour in Iraq, I was walking down a street 3-4 days after I got home. There was a backfire. I hit the deck. I don't make any apologies for it. Everybody looked at me like, what's wrong? Well, it sounded like a gunshot. And it just that, you know, that does happen.
Rob, really,
that's been happening through the military. Yeah.
Rob Williams with us here, veteran political military journalist here. He's been everywhere in hurricanes, Virginia Tech, everywhere. But I really have always enjoyed his reporting when he's been embedded with the troops. And I know there are a lot of things that you can't talk about in your time in Iraq, but you were in some, let's just say, dangerous situations.
Well, yeah, it's a war, Kevin. I mean, it goes with the. I mean, how many trips have you made to Iraq? Three, four?
Two. Yes.
Okay, two. Okay, it just seemed like three or four. And I mean, think about this: how many other anybody's from Idaho, reporters or TV people or whatever, you go, you're going and you're going again, man. That was awesome. But the deal is this: Iraq is now way in the rearview mirror. We obviously left too soon. ISIS has taken over the base where I was embedded the second tour in Iraq, and they're using them. It just tears me up. And I know I met people in Mosul when I was there. That's the base is near Mosul, up in north central Iraq, and that's under this 13th century caliphate now. That's ridiculous. Even if they'd left a couple of thousand of American troops, think about this, Kev. We've had American troops in the Sinai Desert, as a peacekeeping force between Israel and Egypt for, oh my gosh, going back to just after Jimmy Carter, 30 years probably, more than 30 years. We've had peacekeeping troops in Bosnia for the last 15 years. You never hear of anything happening there, but you go, why are these guys there? We could not, after investing more than 4,000 American lives and how many gazillion dollars, we could not leave a peacekeeping force in Iraq that would have been basically like a fire brigade to strengthen the Iraqi army against these hosers who are that turned into ISIS. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's almost like we wasted the whole war. And I know, and I just tell you this right now, doesn't matter how many cockroaches we've killed in Afghanistan, as soon as American combat forces are out, they're going to crawl right out of their little mud huts and go right back to the, to the 13th century. That's my biggest fear, and wait and see if it happens.
So you have people that are on active duty, they're getting riffed. How do these riffs compare to the Bush-Clinton peace dividend where we saw multiple base closings?
Well, there's always the line of BRAC, the Base Reduction Act, and that's, you all could see it. Even though the number of bases has significantly diminished since we were little kids playing with our Mattel M16s, Kevin, you're always going to have some base that really is underutilized and we don't really need. And while the congressmen from that district and the senators will fight for it, the economics don't make any sense. They continue to consolidate programs and systems and some jobs that have just... Why do the Marines have to train their truck drivers one place and the Army train their truck drivers another place? It's the same truck, okay? Same thing with radio operators and helicopter pilots. And the basic school of you do this, it goes up. You do that, it goes down. That's just simple. If a business was doing this, it would be simple consolidation. Everybody takes it personally. There are bases we thought would never close that are now closed. Kelly Air Force Base in San Antonio is one of the biggest paint and body shops in the whole U.S. Air Force. I mean, the warehouses there were miles long with spare parts. It took 4 or 5 years to move everything out. It was amazing, but it's still closed. That's become a giant economic engine in San Antonio. Are we going to see that other places? Absolutely, but I'm afraid that this, even though Chuck Hagel was a grunt, good old Army infantryman in Vietnam, I'm afraid this commander-in-chief who knows nothing about the military will absolutely not just cut it to the bone, but do amputations and eviscerations of different parts of the military. That's my prediction there, too.
Rob Williams with us, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. Let's get back to just some of the hot spots. We've got the Ukraine. We've got Gaza. We've got Iraq blowing up. We've got the Afghani situation winding down. But again, as you said, we're a garrison operation. We've got the Chinese running wild in the South China Sea. Do you believe it's true, a statement I believe one of the congressmen said, that to pay for the expansion of the social programs, the president is cutting the military? We're sacrificing one for the other.
The new commandant of the Marine Corps, Joe Dunford, is coming on board here in just a short while. Joe was my regimental commander in Iraq. I knew him when he was a bird colonel. and now 10, 12 years have gone by, and he's going to be the commandant. I know this guy's got serious warfighting credentials, and he is going to return the Marine Corps to an operation that, you know, invades countries, blows stuff up, kills bad guys. They're not going to do Meals on Wheels. But he, one of the concerns is that the personnel cost of the Marine Corps are going to exceed the warfighting costs. You've got to, it's out of control. People are joining the military out of patriotism, yeah, but they want to stick around for 20 years for the lifetime worth of freebies. I mean, that's what it's turned into. And you're going to see, you're seeing that more and more and more. And you look how many people the VA is now covering. It's a huge number. It was never envisioned to be that big an operation. And I'll tell you, something else in the military, everybody in uniform is so ticked about the VA's lousy job of doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're afraid and they're very angry. They're afraid they're going to be one of those people on the two-year waiting list. But they're angry about everything that hasn't happened and that then the lives lost. Now, back to military stuff. We have a National Command Authority commander-in-chief who does not have, who cannot recognize the U.S. commitments that we've made for years and years. And the Ukraine being part of the European alliance, I don't know if they ever made it in NATO. I need to look that up. But he's not going to, we're not going to go back to Iraq. We're not. We're not going to do anything in the Ukraine. He's giving 40-some, 60-some million dollars in aid to Hamas or the Palestinian Authority to help with food supplies and such. The really reason they stopped shooting rockets in Gaza, Kevin, is not because of the Israeli army. It's because they need to get more rockets. They're building their own there now. The stuff is coming in by ship, and it's coming from Syria, and it's coming through Saudi Arabia, from Iran, through Egypt, into Gaza. That's the only reason they stopped, because they run out of rockets. If there was any justice in the world, the Egyptian army would go into Gaza. The Egyptian army would go in and clean it out. No one else in the world would put up with that. And it's sad that that many people have lost their lives, but the Israelis are being very, very as precise as they can be with 1,000-pound bombs and 155-millimeter artillery to go in and shoot at the people who are shooting at them. And I think it's their perfect right. Ask one of your Second Amendment lawyer guys, hey, do you have the right to defend yourself? It's the same on the streets of Boise as it is in Tel Aviv. You should be able to defend.
In your trust every morning, Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Up all night. Stay up all night.
You know, I'm having such a good time with our great friend Rob Williams here at 580 KIDO that I thought it was time to pitch to traffic, but no, that's the break after the news. Oh, silly me. We are talking about the people that we love, the military at 580 KIDO. So, Rob, let's get back to the morale. You've got a lot of great people that have sacrificed how many years of war, people that have lost limbs, people that have given so much, and now to be getting riffed, I don't know how they're dealing with it.
Well, they're going to deal with it the best they can. I've got to ask this, because we've talked before about Bo Bergdahl. What's the take there in Idaho about Bo? Has he even ever talked to his parents?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Am I the only one who thinks that's weird?
To a degree. Okay. The latest with Bo Bergdahl is CNN is suing the Blaine County Sheriff to try and get records of some type of incident when Bo was 15. The people in Idaho, I would think that the opinions of Bo Bergdahl haven't changed. If you supported him, if you supported the family, you're still with him. I think there's some embarrassment in the town of Haley. I think people were shocked by the visceral reaction to the disclosures. But most of us knew that he left the base voluntarily. We don't know what he did, if anything, in colluding with the enemy. That has yet to be determined. So people are just kind of like shocked still, I would say.
I find it fair because I'm a huge Megyn Kelly fan. I just am. And she had the whole squad, a lot of the platoon right there, guys who were bunking in the same mahooch with him. And they go, hey, he just wandered off, man. He packed his stuff up, said, see you later. And apparently the Army, the DOD investigators haven't talked to any of these guys.
Well, and let's take a listen.
But then he walked away in the middle of Afghanistan on the farthest front lines you could be on. to go seek out the Taliban.
You feel that was an affront to you, that to say that his service was with honor
and
distinction?
Saying that that's honorable, saying that walking away, and whatever his agenda was in trying to connect with the Taliban, explain to me how that's honorable.
They seem to be trying to predate it.
I mean, that's spitting in the face to everyone who deployed, came back.
That's every single
and
goes for every service member.
Yeah. Not even us or his company. Every single person who's in the military.
Well, what do you make of these reports?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Everybody's kind of confused about that. I hope he likes San Antonio. I know a JAG who has a criminal practice there. He might be needed to defend Bo Bergdahl, but then again, he may not take a job as a defense attorney. He doesn't need the publicity. I think it remains to be seen. I'm glad everybody's accounted for now. I think that's the best thing. But a lot of people in their army are scratching their head going, dude, if it was me, I'd have been out. I'd have been in the brig, the stockade, about an hour and a half after they cleared me out of the hospital. They still might.
Let's get back to this Gaza situation. What do you make of these hidden tunnels? What do you make of 26 Israeli troops killed today? People condemning Israel now. Flights are bringing back in, but I mean the Israelis are our friends, and yet here you have Hamas getting money from Iran, our new ally, trying to destroy Israel, and we're just sitting back going, oh well, the Israelis need to show restraint.
No, I think the Israelis need to unleash a large baseball bat. Hamas, in the charter of Hamas, it said, calls for the total destruction of Israel and the killing of every Jew everywhere in the world. That's Hamas. Okay, let's understand this. You don't have to like your next-door neighbor, and you're only going to be able to shoot your pellet gun at his dog and cat so many times before your neighbor's going to come after you with a 12-gauge. That's the situation. This FAA-imposed arbitrary, there was a rocket attack. Kevin, the runways at Ben-Gurion Airport are 8,000, almost 10,000 feet on one of them. The rocket landed on a house a mile away. A mile away. It's a rocket. You know, an airport's a big place. No airplane was shot at. No airplane was shot down. And the FAA imposes this on all the carriers that go there, United, Continental, American. They all go there. And that's a huge part of Israeli business and economics, the daily people who fly in the one or two flights a day coming from the United States. I say one or two flights per airline coming into the U.S. from the U.S. to Israel. That's enormous. I mean, El Al was not affected, but all those other planes, the 777s and 767s, 787s going in there, that's a very, very big deal and really hurt. There are Israeli Americans who were on those planes going back to fight. They get off the plane, get on a bus, go to the barracks, get their gear on, and go out and fight. And those guys and women were held up in the process. I was not aware. That's a new number for me, 26 Israeli casualties. That's huge. But they've been going full tilt boogie for 7 days now, and they've got to expect that. They held their punch, I think, as long as they could. It got to the point of ridiculous and stupid, and they finally let go. And everybody's like, "Oh, you can't do that! Of course they can do that." It's just, what about the people? The people across the street were doing it to your side of the street. There's always there's no police force to come there. Israelis have got to protect themselves. Nobody else is.
Finally,
I think the restraint's been admirable. Go ahead.
Finally, for our friend Rob Williams here with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO, how do you see, let's get back to Iraq and Afghanistan. You said it's going to be a garrison operation in Afghanistan. However, Iraq, you're very close to the special operators. You're very close to those folks that all of a sudden, hey, we're going to Iraq to hang out in the embassy. 300, 500, who knows how many people are there. What do you believe is going on at that embassy, and what do you think is going to happen next? Do you think Baghdad could fall?
I think that ISIS is gathering their men and material. Now, the Iraqi army is still fighting. Okay, the Iraqi army got a backbone, got some spine, and they're still fighting. I love the cartoon I got on Facebook a couple of weeks ago. Oh, and the news headline, well, the ISIS forces are heavily armed. There are about six guys and a couple of pickup trucks.
And the headline, at the box below that, there's a picture of the USS George Bush that was on patrol in the Persian Gulf at that time and coming right at you. And the headline is, that's nice. You have six guys in pickup trucks. We've got a nuclear-powered Nimitz carrier. Come on, really? That would take not very long. But the our special ops guys are really doing an on-the-ground assessment of what the capabilities are. We've got signal intelligence people. The drones, we think about the drones just taking pictures. Not the case at all. The drones also help monitor the signals that you're getting from different frequencies of handheld radios or cell phones, that sort of thing. And that's, all about command and control. We can find out where the command and control structure of ISIS is. We can go put a bomb on that. Do I think that we have not flown a few pinpoint missions? I absolutely think we have. That's what they're there for. So I hope they, I don't think anything will change with this commander-in-chief. If they offer any help, it will be too little and too late. I cannot imagine ISIS taking over. I mean, South Vietnam was a developed country. Iraq is an even more developed country. And the fact that they're going around and murdering Christians because they are Christian. They're murdering Christians. They're blowing up Christian churches. You've got to convert to Islam or we will kill you. Where's the United Nations in this? This equal, this human rights stuff. If you guys talk a good game, how about put, some money and some boots on the ground where your mouth is? And that's, nothing has happened there. Nothing. They don't want to tick off the rich Arab countries, the Irans, the Saudis, who actually support Islamic fundamentalism. And they both really do, whether they want to admit it or not.
Rob Williams, we appreciate it. Keep your powder dry, brother.
I was going to use your line on you for a change. My gosh. All right. Well, Kev, I'm sure it's nice because the sun now goes down before 10 o'clock, right? So you can live in the northern climes now.
You are correct, sir, yes. Just barely.
All right, take care, buddy. Good visiting with you.
Take care, Rob. Thank you. Bye-bye. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Treasure Valley's exclusive home for Kevin Miller. KIDOAM.com. 580 KIDO. Idaho's place to talk.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men.
Men, 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 manly men.
And good morning. Welcome to Monday. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Robin is in for Dave. And how are you doing on this Monday?
I think that was on my end. I think I got it.
Yeah, it is. It happens with Dave a lot, too.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I don't know how that happened, but that could have been me.
Apparently, it must have been you because it wasn't me.
Maybe it was like that when I got here. Maybe someone did it. Or maybe Dave came in over the weekend and hit the button.
You're already starting excuses here. How are you?
I'm good. I'm surprisingly awake for a Monday.
I was going to say, Mondays are the toughest day for me, even after all these years of doing it. It is tough. It is a challenge because it's kind of like cheating on your diet when you when you're not restricted. Boy, now I guess what I'm trying to say is when you don't have to get up at 3 in the morning, Saturday or Sunday or something. For me, it's just Sunday. But it is kind of nice to kind of sleep in so you get kind of lazy with your rituals. And all of a sudden, bam, here we are once again.
Exactly. Well, I got rested. I slept in and got rested over the weekend, so that helped me. So I'll just be dragging by the end of the week.
Well, that's good. That's good because Friday Dave will be back. So if you can just get us to Friday – you're kind of like the opening pitcher. We just need you to get us.
just so far.
Yes. Picture. You ever have words that you just can't enunciate?
Yes.
Picture for me. Picture. Pitcher. Picture.
Okay. Do you feel like you've got it worked out now?
No, not at all. Not after 46 years, but we'll continue on here at 580KIDO. So you had a couple gigs this weekend. How did you do?
It went well. Big Al's was very, actually it was pretty busy through there. A lot of people going to the movies and doing all the stuff there at the Village. It's amazing how busy that place is. It's kind of crazy at times.
Right, right. What, Big Al's or the Village?
The Village itself. Well, I mean Big Al's too.
I can tell you why.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's nothing to do around here.
Maybe that's it.
I mean, you go to the mall. I don't really go to the mall anymore because they got rid of the bookstore. What type of mall doesn't have a bookstore?
What?
They replaced it with an arts and crafts store. Yeah, thanks for reading along with us, Robin. Borders has been closed for 75 years. So,
well, I haven't been to the mall for a while either, truthfully.
Well, you know, you go to the mall, and look, if you're not into Sunspot or buying a phone or ice cream, there really isn't much for you. I guess the Apple store. Yeah. So you go to a place like the Village, and boom, it's an oasis.
It is cool with the fountain, and I have not actually been to that movie theater. I did go to the movies over the weekend, though.
Well, you've done a lot here.
I know. It was a busy weekend. I'm kind of surprised at myself because I usually just try to stay home and do nothing.
You know, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, well, I can talk about mowing the lawn. I can talk about staring down somebody in church. But, I mean, my goodness gracious, Robin, you went to the movie. What did you see?
The Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
It looks too scary for me.
We actually watched the other one. Rise of the Planet of the Apes? Was that the one? That came out in 2011, I think. We watched that on Amazon. And then my husband just happened to look up the new movie. And then, of course, his phone told him that it was going to be playing nearby us at the Majestic Theaters at 7:20 last night. So we just spontaneously went to the movie.
Now, wait a minute. I don't know. You know, I don't really care what you do in your private life. But when it starts imposing on our Manly Man segment... You're going to the movies last night at 7. Robin, what about your sleep? I was in bed at 7 o'clock last night.
Well, you are
I need all the
disciplined,
help I need all the help I can get. So was it worth it? Did you have nightmares about the Planet of the Apes? About Cornelius coming to get you?
I didn't. It's Caesar.
Yeah, thanks for correcting me there, Robin. This is going to be a good one here today. All right. So did the apes get it in the end or not? I'm sorry, Caesar. We must be factually correct when we're there was a Cornelius.
Yeah,
though, in the
I
70s.
Think you're right. I think you're right.
What?
I did see the original Planet of the Apes a long time ago, but
that was like a TV show or something, wasn't it?
Well, it was at one point, but they had four movies, I think, that came out before they did the TV show, like in 74. I just happened to look it up on IMDb. So,
man, you're just so technically savvy. You're getting stuff from your phone. Some of us just look at the newspaper.
Well, get with the times, Kevin.
I suppose. Let's continue on here at 580 KIDO. Robin in for Dave. Coming up, Ed Klein will join us. We'll talk a little bit more about what we can expect for the final couple years of the administration. But back to, so did the apes get in the end? What happened?
Well, I can't spill the beans on the
What do you mean you can't spill the beans? This is Twitter and everything else. Look, people have come to expect me ruining the end of TV shows. And Dave Burnett goes, well, that's a good one. You just ruined what happened last night on Game of Thrones. In the age of Twitter, Facebook and everything else, you have to say, not to be a spoiler. Come on! I'm not going to go see it.
Okay. Well, it is very good in that the CGI is incredible. The computer graphics are amazing.
What happened in the end,
There's
Robin?
Not very many actual actors in the whole movie.
You ever notice when you talk to people, everybody just kind of gives you the, well, you know, the roundabout, what happened in the end? Did the apes get it? Even if they didn't, you could just say yes.
Yes, they got
it. I'm not going to know.
The apes get it in the end.
Okay, there we have
Those darn dirty apes.
And we don't even know if it's true or not, because most of us probably, have, if we've seen it, then we know if she's correct, and if not, well, we answer the question.
it's kind of left open at the end a little bit.
That was the hallmark of those movies back in the day. You just never knew whether or not the apes were coming back or not.
Well, we do know because IMDb says there's another movie coming out in 2016. We know this.
You know, here we go. We try not to ruin the ending.
And the ending is there will be more. Not over.
Wait a minute. I get lectured by you. Don't ruin the ending. And then all of a sudden you go, well, according to IMDb, b-b-d-b-d. I'm going,
that's
dang.
All, folks.
Anyway, so I got to tell you a little bit about a couple of things that happened to me over the weekend. Not very exciting as usual.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there in church last night, minding my own business. And some guy taps me and says, hey, you're going to, this is one of my idiosyncrasies. And I get there before church starts, and, you know, halfway through it, people are starting to come in still. And I mean, it must be just like Holy Apostles. And the governor does that. He'll roll in about 5 or 10 after sometimes.
He's busy.
Yeah, well, you know, God or being busy. So I'm sitting there hanging out, and some guy taps me on the shoulder and goes, here, you need to move in. I go, I'm not moving in. They can go in after me. And so they come in, and there was an empty pew right in front of me. And I'm going, I look at the guy, I go, hey, what about that? And he goes, oh, we got some more people. And I'm going, hey. And I'm thinking to myself, isn't this the wrong way to be angry at church? am I really getting the message? I mean, am I really getting the message if I'm angry for people coming into my pew? I just want to sit there and get some salvation.
Right, and just be left to your own business.
I have a lot of sins that I'm sorry for. I have a lot of issues that I need to go over. And to be disturbed by that, and the guy goes, hey, thanks for doing that. I go, look, dude, there's an empty seat right in front of me.
Did you say it just like that? Were you like, you know, waving your hands and going, hey, dude, like kind of Seinfeld-like?
In my
mind,
I was.
There's an empty pew right there.
I know. I pointed. I go, dude, well, thanks for doing that, Timmy. Oh, well. Anyway. do you mow your lawn?
My wonderful husband does that.
Oh, he does a great job.
Thank you.
Not that I've seen your lawn, but no, we'll continue. We'll just keep. We
won't ask. Fantastic.
We won't ask for specifics.
We're spoiling the ending. It does look good.
Well, that's good. So,
spoiler alert.
No, so my wife goes, you're going to be angry at me. And I go, what do you mean, Dorothy? She goes, well, I'm going to tell you something, but you can't be mad. Now, what type of gimmick is that? If I tell you, you can't get mad. Who does that? And like, that really is going to work.
If I don't tell you, you'll get really mad.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't work either, yeah. Well, I was going to tell you, but you got mad. Okay. Now, come on. Now, if I tell you, don't get mad. Would you finally tell me? It's kind of like you with the Planet of the Apes, okay? So I'm sitting there. She goes, well, you know, Billy down the street mows lawns. And I go, really? And I said, I don't do much, but I mow the lawn. She goes, you're too busy all the time. And I go, too busy? I said, we ain't the Jeffersons. This ain't highfalutin. We go out and we mow our lawn here at the Miller house. Yeah, but Billy can only do it for such and such. I go, you pay me that. You pay me that money. And I go, what, you're mad because I don't trim? Well, yeah, that drives me crazy. Well, you know, I'm sorry. I'm a trim deficit person. But I thought to myself, I guess she's trying to tell me that I stink at mowing the lawn. And I'm thinking to myself, when did lawns become an expression of your own self-worth, Robin? You see,
when people started decorating their lawns with trimming their bushes into animal shapes, that's when that happened.
Are you into that?
No, I mean, you know, not that it doesn't look nice. I don't spend that much time.
There's a reason why golf courses are the way they are. And I used to live in a neighborhood, and this one, besides the Sons of Anarchy that live next door to me, this neighborhood's pretty good. But I used to live in a neighborhood where I used to call them and let me apologize in advance, lawn Nazis. I mean, everybody was in their 80s. Everybody was younger or older than me. And the first thing they did is they said, hey, do you belong here? I go, yeah, according to the house I'm renting, it does. I'm going to call the cops just to make sure. Okay, you go call the cops, buddy. And that's how they welcomed me to the neighborhood. It went downhill from there.
Okay.
So then the old man across the street, he would shake his fist at me if I didn't mow my lawn. Get out there and mow! I mean, these people would start mowing their lawns in March. I mean, there's something wrong with that.
Well, yeah, that is kind of early, seems like.
Right. So then I have Mrs. Miller who's going, well, you could. I said, you give me that money. I said, this lawn isn't much. It's a lot of trimming, which I don't do. Oh, well, I mean, look, do you really need to trim in your backyard, Robin?
Maybe if you spend a lot of time out there and you want.
The dogs don't care. My dogs don't care if it's trimmed or not.
You don't sit out there. Do you have a nice deck or anything that you sit out on?
You know, it's too hot. Robin, it's going to be triple digits today. Who in their right mind is outside? God bless the people that work outside that have to, the road crews and everything else.
No kidding.
You know, people always say, you work hard. No, not at all. Not compared to those folks. Heck, I waddle down the hall. That's getting me out of breath. But I'm sitting here. I mean, I'm thinking about this. And, you know, who goes outside in this?
Well, when I see somebody out jogging.
Cornelius and Caesar, probably.
Maybe. But you see people out jogging and riding, you know, a bicycle and not looking like they're going to work, looking like they're just doing it for fun in the 100-degree weather. I do not get that.
Well, the crazy people that are out, and I'm sure you've kind of figured out working the zombie squad here, that there are people out right now. There are people out at 4 a.m. running with their, like, headlight on their head with, like, a, you know what I'm saying, like a miner's cap or something.
Well, that does seem kind of early, but at least it's nice and cool out. So that makes sense to me.
Yeah, makes sense to me to just go to the gym.
Well, well, you know, this time of year, it can be really nice out in the morning. You know, nice green belt run next to the river.
Have you looked outside? It's lost in space right now.
You mean break your ankle on the green belt next to the river?
Yeah, 'cause you can't
see anything. In the dark thing? Right. Oh, yeah, well.
Oh, it's nice. Well, I can't see anything.
That's why they have the headlights strapped to their head.
Halogen.
Blinding you while you're driving by.
Yeah. Now, let me hit you with something controversial. You're kind of a controversial person. La, 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 la. You know, there's a couple things going on with how to treat women. You have this whole controversy involving this NFL running back, Ray Rice, mm-hmm. who only got two games. And I'm sure you saw the TMZ video where he drags out his fiance, now wife, out of the Atlantic City casino. People are outraged about that. Then you have this sportscaster in Boston who said some bad things about Aaron Andrews, came back a week later, said everything worse. They suspended him, and then Fox Sports has said, we're not advertising on your 100 radio stations ever again.
Wow.
So, I mean, I like George Jefferson. I like Fred Sanford. They were my role models, and people that listen to this show, yeah, it's a wonder why you are the way you are. But, I mean, what's the deal with intersocial relationships? Robin.
Wow. Well, that's a wide open topic.
I like that. Robin.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, Robin.
Gosh, Kevin, I don't know.
Give us the answer.
Gee, I'm at a loss for words. We're moving on up.
I suppose it's just kind of crazy when you think about people saying unfortunate things and doing unfortunate things. Now, the first thing, I mean, the guy, no matter if you're sorry or not, you have the domestic violence situation. You should get at least 4 games. I would say 6. It sends the wrong message. When you have a kid who got tattoos on his arm in college, he got 5 games for something he didn't even do in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, that's a little bit out of balance.
Yeah, kind of crazy there. So people are, I'm outraged. And then, I mean, that's like the new national pastime.
Really?
I'm outraged. And then we have this issue where this guy says some stuff, and the way we've become so PC, you know, he's suspended. Then he comes back and he says, yeah, well, I'm kind of sorry, but she really stinks at her job. I'm going, oh, boy.
Here we go.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I don't get people.
After all that buildup, I don't know.
I don't get people. That's my answer.
Know.
I don't understand why people do the stuff they do. That's
Well, maybe Caesar will help.
Maybe. Several years from now.
Not Cornelius, Caesar.
I don't know. There is probably a Cornelius in the original. I'll look that up on IMDb and get back to you.
IMDb, well, you know what time it is. We're late here.
All right. Eastbound I-84 looks great. We don't have any problem spots to report.